morning, Gemach Simtevim. Past week, Staff Memeches, in the fifth parak Meseches in Dorim. We can start in the Mishnah, Mem Zayin on Beis, Bam with the Omed. Zok the Mishnah, Harein Alecha Cherem, Hamudar Osor, Harei At Alay Cherem, Hanoider Osor. Lashon of Cherem, Cherem. That we had Cherem at the beginning of the Mesechta, and Knui Charom Kacharomim. Let's see, Zok the Ran, Harenio Lech Cherem, Shetehanosoi Olov Ke Cherem Shal Bedek Habayis. Right, we learned, we saw before in the past, there's Cherem Kehanem, Cherem Bedek Habayis, and the Isser is only in the Charam of Medek Abayis, and the Stam Loshen of Cherem, not in all places is it a reference to Medek Abayis. Zok the Ran, Uvagolul Mairi, the Stam Charam of Medek Abayis, he mentions the previous Sogi. Akoponim, but in the Mishnah over here is referring to the din of Cherem, whether it's Stam or maybe in other places you have to be Mefaret, is Zokta the Ran, Hare At Olai, Shehe Hanoas Chavere Olov Kecherem. The mission itself would be mashma that it's necessary for the mission to say what these Lashonis refer to. It would seem like that it's not clear, maybe as other Lashonis, in who's Osir, right? To see from the Mishnah, has the Shtelavek, Harayat Alech Cherem, who's Osir, Noider Osir, Harani Alecha Cherem, Harani Alecha Cherem, is this Hamuder Osir. That's what it'll be mashmah. It's mashmah that the Tan has to let us know what these lishonis, the expression of these lishonis mean. Akoponim, that loshon of Cherem is a loshon of isser nidorim, nidrei isser, like the Ran, the first Ran in Masech talks about, is Zokta Mishnah Zoy. So the Loshon of Cherem, right, he either could answer himself with this Loshon on to be nana from someone else's Nechosim, or he could answer someone else to have an from his Nechosim. Hareni Olech Avat Olai is Shnei Masurim. Is Zokta Mishnah as follows. Shnei Mutar Medavar Shal Oilei Bavil. V'yasur Medavar Shal Oysa Ha'ir. Now, the emphasis is that L'chayr, this next halacha, right, like really we had before in the previous sogia, L'chayr, this doesn't relate necessarily to Cherem. Right? This is, however you created, whatever lashon you used, now it's negated. Now it's relevant to know that where does this issur apply, specifically referring to things that might have a shutfis. That's what the parak over here started out with, when you have a definite shutfis between two people. And now this Mishnah, which we talk a reference before, I talks about things which are shaykh to the rabbim, and there's two ways how things could be shaykh to the rabbim. Either that everyone has a chelik in it, so it's considered a shutfis, all the rabbim are shutfim in it. Or you could have something which on the contrary, which is ownerless, and that's why it's shaykh to the rabbim. Is Zot Mishnah Zoy.
I have a very, very valid batish, saying about why did it pick Cherem here? It could have picked any lashon. Because in the Sefer we have something which is specific to Anshigalo, So agav that brings in chiyum, which is also only specific to Anshe Gala.
Okay, that's a pshat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is as a so zokt mishal like this. So we're talking about that there is we have an iser, and now we're discussing about that what type of things an iser. Zokt mishal zay is mutarim medaver shel oile bovel. Now also that this halacha over here, right, now, so it would sound like from the Hemshech HaMishnah that this next thing is shayach. Right, to the last halacha of Shnei Masurim. Right, Lachar, it's also not specific to the case of Shnei Masurim, right? Even in the previous cases, right? Whoever is Osir, you know, wherever that there's a Shutvis in these Nechasim, so there will be an Isser here, Lachar. Akapanim, the Mishnah is introducing this upcoming halacha now, in this last bavel, shneim in the halacha of shneim asurim. Zot mishne shneim mutar medavar shel oilei bavel. The truth is that maybe we could learn the mishne doesn't mean. I'm just thinking right now. You know, Pasha, the landing seems to be that in the previous case with Shnei Masurim, nevertheless, Shnei Mamurtarin in Eli Bovel, right? Right, but maybe you can learn that in the Chamit. Maybe it's going back on the ratio also. Whereas the Shnei, each individual case, which are also either the Mother, the Mother, right? That the Mishnah is saying that they're both Mutter in Eli Bovel, because there's no Shutvis. Okay, so I'm just in saying it's called Popotin, just in the Pshat of the Mishnah, right? Shneim Masurim, what's that going back on, right? The Muskel Mishnah is going back on the last case when the both of them were Asr, so that both the Mad and the Mudr are Asr, and that the Mishnah is saying, nevertheless, they're both Mudr in Oile Bovel, right? Which is definitely true. Definitely true. But this halacha, we just point again, it's really relevant to the ratio also. So I'm just thinking that maybe you really could learn that the Shnehim, right, refers to in any case, right, which, you know, these two people became Osir, they're Mutter. Okay, that's it's just in the Pshat in the Mishnah. But what the halacha that the Mishnah says is that Dvorim that are Shaykh to Elba, we'll see what this means, they're Mutter Vasurim B'dovah Shaloi Soho Yir. And there are things, however, which are related to the specific city itself, the people in the ear use it, then clap it, those things that are awesome. Now, the Mishnah is Mefaret. Now, we mentioned before that the Yisrael HaChilik is that whether there's a partnership over here, that means everyone is a partner in it. Everyone's a partner in it, so that means that each person has a chelik in it, and therefore one person could not be nene in these cases because of the shutuf. Now, like in the previous sugi mentioned, the Ran reminds us again over here that really, we'll talk about this a little bit, but in the previous sugi taka was made the point that this really is totally in the machlekes tanoim. In the Mishnah, that in the previous Mishnah we had, that even if you have shutfim, but to use something that each one could be using his at the time, and therefore he won't be nana from the one that he's asked to. This halacha in the Mishnah is according to the Tanakamashit in the Mishnah, who doesn't hold a Vreira, right? And that's why it's awesome. However, that when we're talking about Oile Bovel, like we just mentioned, that this that the Rabbim could use it is not is not because they're owners, but on the contrary, the pshat is that it's hefker, it's ownerless, and it's left, in that way it's left for the rabbin to use, and therefore, if there's no ownership, so no one is being nene from something that he's also to be nene from. Zokta Mishnah. Eizel dosh el bovel, kigain harabayis, vohazoris, which says as follows. Harabayis, nazoris, in the Beis HaMikdash, is these places are ownerless. Vahabosh be'emis ha'derech. The board, right, in Fun Shastimur talks about this, the board of the bovel that people came that would come out to be either regal, there was wood that was provided there to them, comes up in a number of places. Yeah, I remember we had places then in the Gea, in the Gea Halochus, we had an Irvin, as far as making a machitza, pasibirois. At again in Beit Legabe the Halacha of Tchum is, and the Rishon Taka talk about, you know, about how the sugim beish stems with this, with our sugi over here. But we'll try to focus on our sugi, or state in our sugi, that bor shudem saderech, right, this bor that provided water for the early regel, that's its mutter because that was hufkul rabbin. Vezel the Dovashal Isa Hoir, Kikon Rochovo, Vahamerchots, Obeisakneses, the Dovashal Isa, which you mentioned, which is that's also because there's a Shutfis there, that would include Horochovo, it's probably first like a city square or something to that, Vahamerchots, Obeis HaKnesses, at the Beis HaKnesses in that year, Vahateva Vahasforim. It's interesting that in the Rishonim over here, if you look, there's a little difference in understanding what Teva and Sforim refer to. Right, we'll see it in the Ran. Then you can see in other Rishonim this little variations. Exactly what that refers to. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. So you have the Ran over here in the bottom Ran on Memzayin on Beis. Mutorin b'davar shel oile bovel. Zok the Ran shehefkirum oile bovel uchol Yisrael. And the Ran says over here, that's the word. That's the point over here. The reason why it's mutter is because it's hefkirum oile bovel uchol Yisrael. Something which is hefker, it has no ownership, so then no one's being nene from something that belongs to someone that he's also to be nene from. V'asum
edav shlo yisayir, zok the Ran. Is it mashmid you that the oile bovel are the ones who built it? That's why it's called oile bovel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You had a mashmoyes differently.
No, I'm just okay. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now the next man, Memches Omen Aleph on the top, Farsum Midav Shloisayir, Zok the Ran, Dover Shloisayir. Sometimes things that are publicly used in the city itself, Shehem Dorimbo. That in the city that these people are living in, b'pnei she'ein la'anshe ir acheres chelak bohen shehem yichem l'mochron zayin tuvayir. These things are not hefker. The truth is that people from a different city do not have a not shaykh to them. It's something which could be sold. In other words, means that there's no ownership over here, and the halachas, right, in the Maseches Megillah, certain halachas, as far as that's concerned, certain people which have the power to represent the Bnei Ha'ir, to make decisions referring regarding them, to make and to actually make transactions in certain conditions. Zayin tuv ha'yibimai minan shahir. As far as this is concerned, v'havlu kushutfim. Concerning these things, it has the halacha of shutfim. Shutfim that they ask on each other. So that would really fit into the halacha that we had in the beginning of the parak concerning a chatzar that's owned by two people. Zok Duran v'hateva. Ran says shenoyis nalei sefer Torah. The Ran says that teva refers to maybe what we call the bima. Shenoyis nalei sefer Torah likrois. What we put the Sefer Torah on when we lay in, the Hasforim refer to the Sforim, Shukaimim refers to the Sefer Torah. That's what the Ran is saying over here. Now, here, let's just jump over here in the Ran, just get to this point over here. If you go down in the Ran, into the next Divrei HaMaaschil, Shehakosev, and the Ran says, like around maybe 10 or so lines down, Umasnis and Dikotani Vasu Midovash Loisahi Rabbonon Hi. You see what that is in the Ran? Umasnis and Dikotani. By us over here, the first word on the line is the word Ba'almo.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so the Ran says, "Umasnis and the Katanya v'asur midovish loyso ha'ir, Rabbonan hi v'leir ablez ben Yankiv." So the Ran over here, right, mentions that the Mishnah by us, which says that dovish loyso ha'ir, that there's a shutfis over here, there's a partnership. Everyone in the ear now has a chelik of it. The Mishnah says those things will be Osir. Zokta Gemara, Zokta Ran, that in truth that's really totally in the Machlekes Tanan that we had before. That's what Bani Lablaz Ben Yaakov, the Omer Le'el. The Gemara says, the base of Knesses, Kechot She'ein Bo Din Chaluk Adami. The Gemara made that Chiluk as far as with Machlekes applies. Hilkoch Kivon the ifsika hilchas aleil kabbalas v'nyankev less l'masnisin. So the Ran at this point is coming to make a mention of this that the din in this mishnah over here is really tolling in the machlokes tanan in the previous mishnah. And the sugi before paskin like Rebbe Zvinyakov not like drabonon. So if this mishnah is like drabonon, so therefore this mishnah really should not be la halacha. That's the Ran is coming to say over here. Now, let's just speak through something. A little point, regarding this. Now, the we saw it in the sugi before that this that Rebbe Lev Yaakov hold that because of Rebbe you could be nana. The pshat is that each one is nichnis b'seich shaloi. When he's using the chotzer, that part of the chotzer is his. That part of time, it's his. Now let's look at the examples that the Mishnah says over here. The Mishnah says that dovah shal oisa ha'ir, aruchava, okay, aruchava. Merchots, Beis HaKnesses, and all these things, L'chor, we can understand that when one is using these things, he's using his with the halacha of prayer. He's using what's his, as opposed to using something which belongs to the person that he's asked to have an offer from. But let's hear the next cases. Teva and Sforim. Right? Teva and Sforim would seem to be that you know, it's relevant there. I guess if they're, that when they're laning, right? So they, you know, so the they're using the Sefer Torah, you know. Tev itself, you know, I don't know exactly if that's necessarily some a singular person using. But let's talk about Sefer Torah when you're laning from the Sefer Torah, right? So now, laning from the Sefer Torah, right? It's a little difficult to use Breira at that point. You know, when there's really one usage, which is for everyone, right? So the case over here that we're talking about. The Ran says Sfarim refers to the Sefer Torah, which at.
I mean, what kind of usage are you thinking about?
Okay, so
like where they lean, like they lean for the whole.
Yeah, seaport? right. That's just come to point out that Lechera in if I mean that's probably the primary use. That's what the the Ran seems to be talking about. From Shukarim Bahem, right? Now, well, we'll see what Shukarim Bahem means, right? It might refer to something else.
In general, right? Lashna Mishnah, I think, Sfarim refers to individual Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Shemais. What we would call a Sefer Torah, it calls a Torah. Right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, doesn't the Ran use that term? Ran, he says Teva.
Oh, he says Sefer Torah.
He calls Sefer Torah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's the
table.
But the Sefarim,
it's okay. So might be a different thing. Okay, right. So I'm just pointing out like this, right? Exactly what this means, right? That you know, the table that he's talking about. I mean, the table is really used for the Sefer Torah. I mean, I don't even think you're even allowed to use it. You know, just for private usage. And that's a poshut, right? It's tashu shekdusha. So. You know, so maybe like you're saying that, you know, once if Sforum would refer to a private usage, then, you know, if you put the Sefer Torah, you know, or your Sefer on the Bima, that's what it can refer to. But we're just coming to point out that you know, in our terms, or, you know, in our concepts, right, of the idea of what Sforum means, is that Lechera would not have the heter of Breira in such a thing, I would think. That, you know, if you're talking about...
Again, which uses are we talking about? Are we talking about laning, or are we talking about I pick up a sefer to learn...
No, I'm talking laning. If you're coming to davening, right, on Shabbos, right?
How could you have an issue here? I mean, let's say somebody's Mutar Hanah in the community. Right. Now the community comes to lane. Let's just assume right now this person isn't the person getting an aliyah or laning. They're just mebela. There's a chiyuv on the tzibur to lane. So what are we going to say now? Because this guy is usher, we're laning with this sefer Torah. They're both shutfim. They're ushering each other. So now what? The whole tzibur can't
lane because
they're going to be yotze part of the tzibur.
The issue would only be whether that person's mudr, whether he could participate in this laning. We're not going to ask everyone else because of that.
So what does that mean? Participate. That he's Yotze. I mean, there's no chiyuv on an individual person to lane.
Could he come and listen? Oh, so you see, you're already taking sides to Big Shaila here.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Right? And that might be a way to get out of it, right? Yeah. But there's a very big Shaila exactly what the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is. Is it a chiyuv on the tzibur, or it's a chiyuv on the yochid? Right. This is a big shail amongst the Oiskim, how that works.
Even though we say mitzvah lav leinot behem, that's called hana, that the biyos says mitzvah. Because mamela they leaned, you listen to it.
So what would it be relevant at b'chlal, this halacha over here?
I don't know.
So if it was to learn from, right? So if I learn from the Rav Sefer, so I'm getting like monetary benefit from the Rav Sefer. But just to be Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah, you know, it's not. No one's lending me the Sefer Torah. I'm not sure.
So are you coming because of Mishael Honestly, or even without?
What?
because of mitzvah lavanos.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So even though mitzvah lavanos, and so therefore my learning isn't, is a mitzvah, but the fact that I'm getting a financial benefit of using someone else's sefer, so that is I would think that would be aser, but the Kriya Satara would be very hard to imagine that there's some type of financial component.
Mm-hmm. So you see what you wanted to make as far as Mrs. Lav Lahanis Nitnu, that would allow the Kriya.
You bring the question over here, the Rashba, the Shulchanot Pasman that you are allowed to, because you are allowed to use Svarim. The Rashba takes out the word Svarim from the Gersa. Then he brings the Vavar Minahar, and the book of Sages to quote this very often, that the Mitzvah of the Hansen does not apply to Talmud Torah, because how good for Talmud Torah is so, it is given the Hannes.
Mm-hmm.
So Talmud Torah is different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that apply to Leaning also, or just Talmud Torah?
So, the Masipta is using the Vav Minahar to answer your question on this. So, again, how we're understanding this farm, is it laning or is it stem learning? That we haven't yet determined. Mm-hmm. Now, outside that we say it's learning, learning then could be the reply also to that. What is the Mitzvah of learning? Is that Mitzvah of Talmud Torah?
Oh, very good. That's also that, right? That's also a shayla, exactly what the Mitzvah of Kriya is, right? Right? Many hold that it's Talmud Torah. That's what it is. So very good, right? Because we raised a couple of points over here, and we have a few different stodim. had to direct us where we could go with this. Okay, but that's just the points that we wanted to be ma'ir, is that. Just thinking a little bit into the examples that the Mishnah says, and seeing how it applies. Those are the ha'oris. Okay. Now, lomazem. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, "Vakaysif chelkei l'nasi." Now, this the Gemara is bothered by. Now, the Pashtun laning of the Mishnah would sound like that's b'chlal the Isser that the Mishnah is coming to say. Kaysif chelkei l'nasi, which the Gemara right away asks, am I mitzar? On the contrary. Right? That, no, if the chelek of the Isser is given to someone else, on the contrary, that's that's what we see. That's the whole halacha over here. That brings a heter. So zot the Gemara. I'll just see Gemara right away over here. A small piece of Gemara. Definitely after you take out the brackets, gets even smaller. Zot the Gemara. Omar Rav Sheshes Hachi Katan Matakanosin Yichtevul Chelkom Lenasi. So really, what's happening over here in the Mishnah is really giving us an eitzah. The Mishnah says that from shall oisa ha'ir or aser. So in order to be matter, what we need to do is that we need to take it out of the rishus of the one who's lechosam our aser, and therefore he can give it over to someone else. And we'll see in Hemshech HaDvarim at whether specifically Nasi, whether there's any Maile Nasi, but the idea of Nasi is it's a heter. Right? Give it over to someone else, and now it doesn't belong to the one who's nechasa marasa. So now the one who's nesa, he's not being nene from the chasam that he's also to be nene from.
Just to ask a question: do we force the person to do it, and it does depend on who made the neder?
One more time:
do we force the person to write his nechasam to the nasi, and does it depend on who made the neder? Meaning, let's say Shimon asers himself on Reuben's nechassim, and now Shimon asered on Reuben's nechassim, and now we say to Reuben, you have to write your chelek to the nasi because Shimon's aser on you.
So I mean, the Mishnah doesn't sound like that we're mechayev. We're giving an eitzah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's what it is.
Okay.
Fine. Like we see in the past over here. Right? You can make an eitzah, and then even you know, the Rada himself will have charota, and for whatever reason he's not being shoyel on the nether, right? For whatever reason why that's not a practical eitzah, and now we have to deal with as it is. I mean another way to get out of it, and the heter is to make that doesn't belong to him anymore. But in Aham, the mission is not common to say that he's mechuyev to do that. Matakonosan yichtul chelkul enozer. That will be matterit. Now, zok the mission. Let's see the mission. Zok the mission contains mission says Yehuda Omer echad koisev lenasi ve'echad koisev lehedit, that the heter works really for anyone. I mean, as giving a nechosam to anyone could help, not specifically to the nasi. I was trying to give this example, but the idea over here is that what's the difference? Ma ben koisel v'nasi, the koisel v'hedish, a koisel v'nasi ain't tzorich lizkois. His lehedit tzorich lizkois. Rabbi Yehuda says as follows, that there is a difference, and as avada it works. Right? If we make the transfer, if you accomplish the transfer of ownership, avada the heta will be heta even by a hedit. This that it was mentioned in such a halacha, nasi, the taka is a difference. Why? Because nasi is ein tzorich lizkois. You don't have to make the regular kinyonim by a nasi, but you had your tzorich lizkois. The Chomim argue on this. The Chomim say that no, Nasi needs the same darke hakinyonim in order to transfer the ownership. And this that it was mentioned, Nasi, apparently was mentioned Nasi. In the Shaila we have many times in Machlokes Tanaim Amiroim is that definitely something was mentioned, but the question was, how was it relevant? Was it something that made an afkumin in the ikar halacha, or just for side reasons? Akoponim, that's what Agamor is saying over here. Rabbi Huda Shita is that there's a difference in the ikar halacha between nasi and not nasi. That nasi is ain't tzorich lizkois. It's not necessary to make kinyonim, proper kinyonim, and the chacham hold that nasi needs kinyonim. What we see in the Ran, what that is, but in this situation, that it's more usual for someone to give it over. If you need someone to give it over to, he give it over to the nasi rather than a hedyut. We'll see the Ran what the reasoning for that is.
The Rav is saying that there's only two opinions in the Mishnah. I initially read it that the first was dafka to the nasi, and then Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not convinced I was learning it right.
So I thought that as we're speaking, that nasi definitely was mentioned. Heter of Kaisev Chelkin Nasi. And now the Machlokes over here is that why was Nasi specifically mentioned? Is there a difference in the Ikar Halacha or not? So according to what I was understanding, that it's really, there are only two Shitas over here. Alright? Okay, see if anyone saw them showing him three Shitas. Let's see what the Ran says. Zok the Ran. The Gemara explains to us that what the Mishnah means over here is matakanosin. Right, that's the Mishnah comes in. Not coming to explain that, say that it's also, on the contrary, it's really a heter. And the Mishnah means to say matakanosin, that things that belong to the ear are osir. So what's the eitzah? How could you fix things? Yichtavu chelkan linosi, the behochi shori. that will be matik. It's not nisin lachem yishmatana v'alamotibo. Now that's the basic halacha of giving it to a third party, and then the one who was nesek could be nesek from it. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a chiluk between nasi and a hedyed. Zok the man shekoyis v'nasi ein tzarach lizkoyis. Zok the ran shemiyad shekosav lo ishtar matano kono afal pish lo izocho odam bishviloi. That, you know, even after you buy the shtar, but there has to be a transfer made. And, you know, there's then maybe a possibly a halacha of schia, which the Ran is mashma. Right? That could have been, on that Ran said that that's not necessary, right? So, once someone writes the shtar, kaisiv nachos lenasi, apa plish lezocho adam ishviloi, then the ownership transfers mishum de yofa koyach hanasi. Now the Ran doesn't tell us what this means exactly. At yofa koyach hanasi, what is that? Yofa koyach hanasi, a greater power when it comes to ganasi is concerned. Where does that come from? In other Rishonim, it's mashma that it's tako. I mean, they say this, it's a special takona, really.
Isn't it because the Nasi represents so many people, whereas just a Yachid would just be one person? Maybe they might not even know about it.
Right.
To a
Yachid. I'm sorry, why am I
saying? Because a Nasi represents so many people. Say, oh, it's the Nasi, so it's more recognized. But if this to a Yachid, maybe people might not even know who it is, and they might not recognize one person as opposed to a Nasi.
Well, what's happening over here? I mean, there's an Isra over here, right? And we want to be matter this iser, right? So is it necessary for the rabbin to know about this, or it's really a private issue over here, right? Between possibly just two people, right? So, right?
Is there any nafka mina to this? Now, somebody else owns your chelik in the public property.
I mean, not regarding the Zorin.
Yeah, not regarding the Zorin. I mean, for now, everybody's allowed to use it, whether you own a chelik or not, right? I guess theoretically, you're still allowed to use it.
So that, I mean, that's a point. That's a point. That's a point. That you know, it would seem to be that Dvarim Shel Anshei Ha'ir, you know, why could you use it more than someone else, right? I mean, it sounds like someone that's come from someplace else. That's him. You know, he doesn't really have the same dinim as the people in the city itself. The shaykh to say maybe it could be like, you know, the halachas, but once a person does that, right? That's a point that you want to know. Once a person gives over, is he better than someone else who's coming to visit, or you know anything else, right? So, I mean, to say that you should need the ownership in order to be nana from it. That would be that really would be negate, you know, to first talk about if someone that's not from the city, right? Whether he could come, right? Does he have to make special provisions, you know, to use the merchot? So that's also something which obviously he doesn't have rights, and whatever it's negate, you know, I don't need his vote when we want to sell it or whatever it is. But you know, but usage. Usage, you don't need usage. You don't need ownership in order to have the usage. The way these things were set up is that they were set up that you have a positive ownership in it. But it's not something which entitles you to use it, and otherwise you can't. That's what seemed to be that there, that you know, people come from other places. also could use these public things, not b'teiris ownership, but b'teiris an understanding that there's a usage for visitors, a visitor pass.
Related to what you were asking, I was wondering, like, that Galil Eitzah sounded like a good Eitzah. Why doesn't everybody use that? You know, what's the downside of that? You know, if there's no nafkamina, you know.
Why don't, I mean, that there should be some we should institute that
universally,
in,
yeah,
in, case, yeah. In case,
you know, if there's no downside and you avoid this whole problem of the Mishnah.
Well, maybe we don't want to make, you know, to set up a situation where, you know, people make Nidorim, right?
So you're saying by having this situation, they're not going to make Nidorim against each other because...
No, on the contrary, and I was saying the other way. I was saying that actually you're right. But when a person is answering, see, I was really thinking the other way. Because when a person asks someone, so is his intention is that now that person can't use the merchatz? Is that what he's coming through? Or is primarily he's referring to his own personal things? It happens to also affect the merchatz, right? Now, so, I mean, you're making a problem, right, by affecting the merchatz, you know, it becomes more of an issue just, you know, just on your things, right? So what I was saying was really, was the other way. I was saying that we don't want people to make nidorim, right? So, if we leave things as is, so then, you know, people will be a little more on guard because they're causing problems. Right. But if you set up, you know, a situation which doesn't affect anything, then you're just opening the door for people to make nidorim freely that we don't want to do. That in Gaul, they had kaisonim. Kantorim, right? So that's why it was necessary to do it over there, right? Because it was inevitable. But that's just how they acted, right? They're with quick-witted people.
And we heard it said on this parsha. It says, "Upana el Elohim Acharim uva'avadum." Am I saying it right?
Okay.
So it starts out in the Yachid and goes to the Rabbim. I wanted to say that when a person, any person, when you everybody has a hashpa, the people around them. When, you know, when one person does it, then the rabbin goes and does it. So maybe they were, you know, just very, you know, if they're all owning it for shutfus, then they have to be very sensitive to, you know, how they affect the other people around them. More of a community.
What's the mechanism how the Anshigaral are able to change the ownership for future generations who have not been born, for basic fences that has not yet been built?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good point. We'll get to that in a second. Let's just first talk about the din of the Nasi for a second. Right? Now, what is this halacha of Nasi? We said that the Ran says that Yofel Koyach Hanasi. Does anyone have any Mar Mokum on that for us? What is that halacha?
You said there's a ton of Rishonim brought in the back room Sifta.
Oh yeah.
On how this Koyach Hanasi works.
Mm-hmm. What do you have over here? Olam Koyachai. Right.
Yes. There's a whole slew of Mahakam.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So this is something which needs to be what it is. It would seem like it's a din one of the facets of Hefker Bezdin, and that would get involved in the shaila, right? Whether Hefker Bezdin could transfer ownerships or it just could release an ownership, right? Hefker Bezdin, right? This is a shaila whether there's such a included in the power of Hefker Bezdin, is that just to take off an ownership? Right? Over here, we seem to be doing more than that, right? We seem to be putting into the ownership, right, of the Nasi without making kinyanim. usually if you're not making kinyan, we need a power to do that. And you know, Hefka Bezin might have been the tool that's being used. Such a thing that we want that the Nasi should have power, but you know what we're using, that could have been a halacha of Hefka Bezin. But like we're saying, but that in order to use Hefka Bezin in this situation, it's mivuya that taka now belongs to the Nasi, and that will therefore require us to say that the din of Hefka Bezin has in it an ability to enter something into someone's rishos, not only to be mafkia bailas.
So the Uri says that you don't have to come onto that because you just use hefka bezin hefka. He says the min has stam, something which doesn't have bailin belongs to the moishel ha'ir. So the nasi would be kind of it automatically.
But how does that help us?
So the hefka bezin hefka is mafkia from his rishos into hefka.
Right.
Once something is hefka in the bailin, so stam dovish and balin becomes owned by.
But how does that work, Taka? Right? That if we want to know, Taka, the mechanism, right? There is, So you're saying over good that there's Taka two steps over here. There's a hefker bezin, and there's another halach that once it is hefker, it becomes. But like we still want to know if we want to know the mechanism in the lomlis, how does it work? Right, we still need a way to understand why that how that's so.
This doesn't fit into the lashon of the Mishnah. The lu yitzer, it was hefker. Wouldn't that solve the problem also?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Why do you have to be kosev lehedyot or anybody? Say mafkir.
Right? Well, we'll see. I mean, theoretically, you're right, but let's say it could be relevant to what the next point.
I'm wondering just on what he's saying. Yeah. Maybe the nasi. I mean, they're constantly doing work on these things. Like they're being maintained. And it's all being done with some rishus. The nasi perhaps is the rishus that it's being done under, and that's a kinyan chazaka. You know, he's you know, becomes hefker in a certain sense, and then the maintenance of the facilities becomes a kinyan by chazaka.
Okay. Okay. That'll be a specific explanation to hear. It sounds like from the Me'iri that there's a general concept of anything which is hefker, you know, makes its way into the rishus of the nasi. So then, you know, if you want to talk like that, then you have to explain over there in other situations. You know, how does it get in there if you don't necessarily have a chazaka being done? You know,
is he saying that on any object, everything that I can never be koneh something from hefker because the nasi was already koneh?
No, I think this is something that a regular person would not be able to be coined, right? Because there are other owners as well. No, I don't know. Oh, no, but just his ship was in it.
Okay, that's a marmok. We may have to be mind to see what the halacha is. Right? There's a premise over there that the Mivri is working with. Some idea of that things that are ownerless become under the ownership of the Nasi.
The Rishash brings an entirely different halakha with Hefka Bezin Hefka.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works. He says that because of the cover of the Nasi, the Makna is going with Das to be Makna to him without a Kinyan. Normally, he needs a Kinyan. He's exactly the same.
So there is talk that you find in certain situations that the real Koyach HaMakna is the Das, and Maisim might be necessary for Gmir's Das, and therefore in certain situations that if we could get to the point of Gmir's Das, even without the Maisim, so then, right. Mm-hmm. Right, so that could be, you know, where that's coming from.
Look, we had something like that in our sugi a while back.
Could be, we definitely, over the So there definitely is such an idea like that, and so he's applying that to here. Okay, very good. Now let's see the next front. The shittas of Chacham is that there really is no adifus. Dibru binasi elo behoive. She'ein adam soimech lahaknes lo adam acher. So it is that this that nasi was mentioned in this context is because that it's more prevalent for a person to use the heter to transfer it to the rishus of the nasi, and the reason is the following: she'ein adam soimech lahaknes lo adam acher. That theoretically he could do it to anyone else, but a person would not rely on being makne anyone else. The mistifi shema yasvenu olov. Now the Ran over here, right, seems to say that the reason why a person would rather be magnet to the Nasi in order to be matter rather than someone else is because being magnet to someone else, putting it to someone else's shows that there is a possible concern that Shema Yasrenu Olov. that person himself will you know, what you do, you're doing this in order not to matter the Isser. If you put it into the rishus of a hedit, so I guess the same reason why the matter himself made the nether, someone else might also do that. He might also have his grudges against this person, right? Or maybe sometime in the future, right? You know, there's a concern. So if you're coming to be matter it, you want to do it. You want to give it to someone that there's no concern at all.
This, I think, answers what you said before. Is that you can you can't force them to do it. You asked if we can force them. So here it shows that if the person doesn't want to, he doesn't have to, and someone can keep it aser.
Right. Okay. I might come back to then why it said on the Shnehem. This is only really going to happen when you get two people usher on each other, that they both have a reason to do this.
Well, what do you mean, Dad?
Meaning if just one person's usher on the other, then the guy who owns the nechassim is going to say, why should I do this? I'm not getting anything out of writing my nechassim to somebody else. Why should I give up my seat because he's usher on my stuff? That won't help me. But if they're usher on each other, then they both have a problem.
Yes, I'm saying this that we're discussing over here is that we're looking for an Eitzer, right? And that's no one's right. We're not forcing anyone to do anything over here. So if you're looking for an Eitzer, and like we're saying, it doesn't really make that much of a difference in the practical application. And so therefore, this would be an Eitzer. However, like we're saying, that there was definitely a mention of Nasi in this heter, and the Chacham say that it's a more practical thing, that people feel safer. The whole reason why they're transferring the ownership is in order that to be matter the nether, so they would do it with someone that there would be no concern that that the Isra might come on. Fikach nogu lichtev l'nasi shindake l'esher l'hanos l'abriz. Now let's see the hemshach l'ran. So the ran like this. V'koshali. L'rabonon da'amri de'echad zeh ve'echad zeh shichin lizkois im kein mai kamash malon masnisen. The ran asks the following question. According to the rabonon shito, they hold that there's nothing special about the Nasi. Everyone has to make a zchir. Im kein mai kamash malon masnisen. Hotnan lo shvezim in noisen la'acher. Mishumatom v'alamota, the concept we've seen before. Mishlam Rabbi Yehuda Kamashmalon the Enitzorach Lizgois El Rabbona my Kamashmalon. Now, so let's say the Ranz. The Ranz says that according to Yehuda, right, the reason why the Mishnah is speaking this out over here is to tell me this halacha as far as the Nasi is concerned, the Enitzorach Lizgois. So of course it's based on the idea that we've seen before that you can give it to someone else, but the chiddush over here is that how the transfer can be made. But according to the Chachamim, that now probably if you would asked us this question, we would have said that in Echanami, if there was no Rabbi Yehuda, then the Rabbanon wouldn't have said anything. Right, but the Rabbanon are Beikar coming to say, and Rabbi Yehuda says that the question is why was Nasi mentioned over here? Right, Rabbi Yehuda has a chiddush din in Hilchos Kinyanim, and as far as Nasi is concerned, and the Rabbanon are arguing on that. So true, you know, in the Rabbanon Shita themselves, there's nothing new really happening over here. But Akoponim, but they're coming to argue on Rabbi Yehuda. That's what I would have thought. So this question didn't bother me so much. Like, what's the shot? We should mention Rabbanon Shita here. What's the question? My kamash balon nuchnami. Right, the Rabbanon are just coming to.
So maybe they're going on. We said that there was some original.
Oh, state. Very good, very good. Okay, right. Very good, right. So that's what we would have thought like this, right? So the way we're explaining what the format of this Mishnah is the pshat is that Taka was some halacha which was said over here, you know, about Nasi, and or akoponim, you know, in this context over here, and as machleik is what was said. So on that, that's what the Ran is saying, that according to Yehuda, you understand, you know, why this was made a specific point over here. But according to the Rabbanon, then, you know, what was this that was mentioned before? Right, I mean, now, you know, to tell us that you know, the hoive, you know, I mean, people know that. We don't need to tell you that. At what, you know, what the rogue is, that is something by itself. So this, that such a halacha was established and was set up, what is the chiddush? Right? That's the chiddush, what the Ran's question over here is. El Rabbono Mai Kamash Malon. Zok the Ran, V'nir Be'enai, Kamash Malon, Da'af Agav, De'en Halo Mistalek, Mimash Enosan, Shedai Mishtamish, Be'beis HaKnesses, Kibat Chila. Zokhtan like this, is that the real, the Ikar Chiddush over here is in this context, that we're talking about something which is publicly used, and because of the shutfis that was in this thing, that's the problem over here. That's where the Issa HaNoah is negeir, and that's why we transferred an ownership. Is Zokt Ran that the chiddush over here is in halom istalek mimashinosan, right? The person who his nechasim are osir, you know, he's still using this merchatz or whatever it is, just like he was using before. Dafak the in halom istalek mimashinosan shadai mishtamish beisak nesis kibat chila. Nevertheless, it's shori. That's what the Mishnah is coming to say. That one might have thought that if his practice is no different, so, you know, whatever was done is just a haroma, and it wouldn't really have the it wouldn't be valid to be matarit. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. That hagam, that hitaka is still using it, but we taka could view it as what's being done, and that it's changing the terms, right, of how he's using it. Till today, he was using it as a shutif. He had an ownership in it, and because of the iser, he transferred his ownership. And now, even though he's using it today the same way he used it yesterday, but now he's using it as a guest, right, without an ownership. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to say, specifically over here, as opposed to the other tzurim, which we didn't we're not discussing using something after it was transferred. Okay, what was that? Let's see, right? Now we'll get to the Anshi goal, right? Let's see. The Mishnah says as follows. Look the Mishnah like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in Anshi goal, Tzrichim Lichtev Shekfa Kosu Aviseihin Al Yedehin. Anshi goal, not necessary to be matir.
Koil Halushan.
Shekfa Kosu Aviseihin Al Yedehin. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Anshi goal, Tzrichim Lizkoi Shekfa Kosu Aviseihin Al Yedehin. Zok the Gemara. Man brings a price that Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anshi goal can turn. Kantronin hoyu for hoyu noijin hanoz emize. Therefore, omdu avisein v'kosful chelkehen linosi. Now it would seem like this. That the people who at that point, you know, had their ownership in the different things of the ear, they gave it over to the Nasi. That what would have happened if they owned it was that their chelk would have been yashin by the next generation, by their children. But now that they gave it over, so they didn't own it anymore. So that's why there wasn't an ownership for each generation. What we're assuming now is that the way the next generation would have gotten it is by taking over the chelik of their parent, of the father. So once they gave it over to the Nasi, so then they didn't own anything anymore. So that's why it'll carry that, you know, the void, things will always belong to the Nasi.
Does it go back by Yovo? And does it go to the Nasi's son?
And while the father is still alive, the adult children don't have any chelik in it because they haven't yet been yours.
And a new person moves to town.
Okay, right. No. So these are all the questions that it could be more in that exactly, right? Right. How does that work? Let's start with what Michael's saying. I mean, things that the Bnei Heir own. So pashtus, what that means is that once a person becomes a Ben Ha'ir, whatever the conditions on that is, he moves in, he's there 12 months, whatever you need, right? Then he gets a chelik, right? Which, you know, if you want to know just the exactly how that works, I mean, it would seem like this, that initially the chalokim really were divided amongst the Bnei Ha'ir. That was not necessary to specific people. It was that, you know, the portions of each thing are kafi that how the Bnei Ha'ir. That's how it's possible that even though before you moved in, you know, it's no open slots here, right? It's divided by 10,000 people. So you're 10,001. Where do you come in? Right, so l'chay the pshat that is that mitchila, right? It's not specifically a certain number of slots. The pshat is that it's divided amongst the Bnei Ha'ir. Now, if the Bnei Ha'ir grow, right, so then he has a chelik in that. Right?
It's like a separate corporate entity that owns the shul, and if someone else joins the corporation, then he just.
Mm-hmm, okay, that is a.
Like the others.
To use that term might in the way we understand that might be a little problematic over here, because, you know, in that idea, it's like, I think in halacha, the way we look at such a thing like that is that its taka doesn't relate to the yogin. It's, you know, it's the corporation. Oh. Now, if that's so, then you wouldn't have all these problems, right? Because the shutvus over here relates to the yachid, right? Right. So, you know, you have to tailor exactly how it is. But some idea like that. Akapan. But that's how the shutvus works. That the shutvus is a shutvus to the bnei ha'ir. Once you become a bnei ha'ir, you have a chelik in that, even though there was not necessarily an open chelik mitzchila, right? It doesn't have to be. Just, you know, try to say that it's what they call it, that, you know, it's you know, elastic, you know, the ownership, right? You know, it takes in as whatever number there are, right? Now,
I just want to make sure to clarify what something you said. Meaning, if let's say Shimon is usher on, Shimon can't get hana from Reuven, and Reuven owns shares in Starbucks, Shimon can still go to Starbucks. That's what you're saying, because it's a corporation. It's not
could be. I mean, I'm not, you know, passing, but
I'm not telling you to do Starbucks. I'm just saying.
Right.
Is that what you meant to say before by the corporation?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm just saying you have to know how this works, because the corporation could be it's an entity by itself. It doesn't relate to the yichidim.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so now coming back here.
But we have to know how that presents in all facets of halacha what that means. Akoponim, yeah. So this is a point. This is a point that I mean, if someone new comes into town, look like this. So let's look like this. Is that. This that we were saying, that before something's given over to Nasi, right? So it has, it's something which belongs, or it's related to the Bnei Ha'ir, and that's how it gives room for new people to come in. So what happens after you give that to the Nasi right now? Right? So once it's given over to the Nasi, so then it's not in that status anymore, right? For someone else to come in. So you're right, that before the Nasi owned then a new person coming in, being that he's part of the Bnei Ha'ir, he would automatically take a shear, right? And for that matter, once you have that even if you'd say that maybe children would have their own, you know, their own shear, right? But Akapon, once you give it over to the Nasi, so now that doesn't have that status anymore, that it's something that shy to the ear, that members of the ear automatically own it. So then it would just be negeya, you know, that to take over maybe from someone else. But once it was given to the Nasi, then there's no one to take over for. Right, so that's how we can understand why it helps for the future generations. Because by giving over to the Nasi, there's no Yerusha anymore on it, and it's not in the status anymore of such a thing that Bnei Ha'ir become automatic owners in the thing. Okay.
So now, are you answering some of the other questions also? How it gets passed from Nasi to Nasi, essentially? Is that how... somebody said, does it go to his son? But Lachor, it sounds like you're...
Oh, you want to know about Nasi going from son to son? Okay, yeah.
Probably, but Nasi to Nasi works like other places go from citizens to, you know, new citizens, right? If the new elections and someone else is elected president, so it automatically goes out of.
Right, he becomes the resident of the White House. So it belongs to the state of the
Nasi. Uh huh. Right. Okay. Right. Then that could be. Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Right. So it'll belong to the next Nasi, right? Not so much to his children, but to the next Nasi. Very good. Mm-hmm.
And this answered your Galo question then also, that's what they did? They basically passed everything out of the Bnei Ha'ir into the Nasi, and now the Nasi passed it from Nasi to Nasi.
Right.
It doesn't answer a business that has not yet been built.
Oh.
That's part of Shlava later.
I hear. Right, so, okay. Yeah.
So maybe to address that, maybe we'll have to think like a little step deeper in that. That maybe this transfer is not limited just to the item itself, but the transfer will be in the schusim, right? That B'nai here have. In other words, they're relinquishing their schusim, right? Because this that when the base census is built later, so the schusim that B'nai here are, right? That's what will bring it into their rishus. So if we can understand what
it's not a building on asset,
right?
It's the corporation of the city has been granted to the entity of the Nasi.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So basically, right.
And like, even a new city that's built.
A new city, right?
I mean, theoretically, right, if we could...
Because it did the entire region, and Shigala.
Okay.
So it's not even the local government, it's like the state government.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're saying good. Very good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, so if we can understand, right, exactly, right. So it's not necessarily on the item itself, but it's more intrinsic that their whole schus, right, of Bnei Ha'ir, right, they're relinquishing and passing it, putting into the ownership of the Nasi. So therefore, that entity doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good. Let's see now the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Hamudah Hano Mechaber Ve'en Lo Mayoichal Noisnoi La'Acher L'Shumatana. Right, this is the halacha that we've seen. Vahalom Mutibo. Zok the Mishnah Ma'ise Ve'echad Ve'es Chorin. Shoyo Aviv Mudah Heimenu Hano Ve'Masi Es Binoi. A person asked his father from having hano from him, and now he's making a chasna for his son, and he wants his father to come and to be nana from the suda to participate in the simcha. V'am lachaveir chotzer v'su'uda nisunim loch b'matana. That will just be easy that way. But this gives on the side. The inan lefanech elokadei shiavay abba v'yoichel imana besuda. Right, and he told him that I'm giving it to you, you know, in order to enable that my father, who's the mother, no, otherwise he couldn't be nana. I'm giving you this all in order to enable to him to come and join us in the suda. Omar im shalihim. So the person was not so cooperative over here, and he told him, listen, you're giving it to me, you know, I'm makdish it, right? No one's coming to the chasna, right? No one could be nana. Omalei loy nasati es sheli shetakdish nashamayim. I didn't give it to you to do that, or I didn't give it to you with the ability to do that. Omaloi loy nasatali eshulcho elo shetei ato vavicha oichim v'shoisim u'misratim zelo zeh. So he told him, so what did you do over here? See, you gave it to me just enabled for your benefit, in order that you could rejoice together with your father. V'hei ovin toloi b'roishai. B'roishi. Now, this line over here maybe needs a little explanation. That what did he mean over here? What did he mean? Why he's saying that? So what you're doing over here is you're just trying to accomplish what you want, and you want that I should take the responsibility for the chet that's happening over here. Right? That's what he seems to be saying over here. That you're bringing me into this. You're using me, and I'm going to suffer, right? Oven told Biroishi. Now, Monoshach. I mean, what's the pshat over here? I mean, if it works, it works, right? Elamai, you know, he's saying that you don't really mean to do it. So then, why is he responsible, right? Well, what why did he feel that Avon told him be? Right? You know, you want to tell him that, you know, it's just like just a game spiel, you know, we're doing over here. Okay, fine, you know. Right? But why did he feel that he was playing a role in this? Right? I mean, he's not serving you. Right? Just a, sort of like a legal thing that they did over here. Right? But so what does it mean? It seems like that there was some kind of messiah, some kind of messiah de'aver over here that he felt that he was upset at.
So it was like by him agreeing to do it.
Right, right.
Not happening.
That's what it seemed like. Right, it's not happening. Right, it's not happening. You're just using me, and he feels that he's going to be in trouble because you know you're getting me to participate of. So I'm allowing this to happen. Right. That's maybe how you can say. Maybe that's what it means over here. In the Mefarish over here. Behei ha'oven tol b'roisho she'ovv hamud hano oichel al yodoi. Right. Oichel al yodoi because of him. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And as that you know you're using you're. You're bringing me into this, right? So you're including me in the aveira here.
Well, why is this different than the case we had before, where a person sees a hungry man and he doesn't have food, and he says to the Baal HaChanus, okay, you know,
serve him. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll see over here. This is really with the sugi over here. Is disgusting. The truth of the matter is that that's really mamash the first line in the Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah says such a halacha, right? Right? El ma'yoychel, you know, give it to someone else, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Right. Right. So that's what I have to see over here. Zokt. Let's finish the Mishnah. Zokt Mishnah. Om chacham. Kol matana she'enam shem hikdish temek mekudesh es eina matana. We'll read it like this: that kol matana she'enam, that a matana. And this is explaining this kind of thing, and this is really the answer to what you want to know. That over here, that a matana which is not a real matana. That if it's not given with the ability to be makdishit, so that tells us that transfer of ownership is not a real transfer of ownership, and therefore it's not going to be makdish. Right? That's the idea over here. That what he only wanted to give it to that person. Right? You know, with a limited ownership, only concerning the halacha of nedarim. Right, that's what he wanted to do. Right, it should be yours. That when he's being nana, he's not nana for me. He's being nana from you. Right, so on that, the Mishnah is saying that the parameter to whether this is considered a valid matana is whether the ownership gives him the ability to be makdish or not. If he doesn't have the ownership, it's not his that he could. Be makdish, he can make a hakdasha on it. So that indicates to us that a real transfer of ownership was not made over here. If it wasn't, then you have no heter in as far as Ndorim is concerned. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Hamudah no mechaveroi, hach masnisin tanam of the pig and le'el, v'lenishnis kan, right, we had this before, v'lenishnis kan el bishul dovash and schadishba, and the only reason why the Mishnah repeated itself is because of the something new in this Mishnah, which is the Hemshech HaMishnah, Shemachich, Seicha al-Tchilosai, Haroma Havi v'Osar, that if it's clear from the context what the person's intention is, that he's just doing this as a way, just a matter, he doesn't really mean to make the ownership, then the taka is taka not mutter. Right? That's what the Mishnah's coming to say. Zog the Ran, v'hoi masi is benoi, mad yohi masi is benoi. Right, just the reading of the Mishnah over here. Right, it was the mother, so the father couldn't have hano, wouldn't be able to come to the binena from the suda. Is kol matonu she'enu shemekdish enu kadeshes enu matonu kloimer dinhi d'matonu al nas lahachzir shmo matonu. Okay, now the Ran over here is by warning a question over here that. This Mishnah seems to say that if you can't be makdishit, then it's not a matana. On that asks the Ran, but we know the halacha is matana amanas lahachzir has the chashivas of a matana. Now matana amanas, you can't be makdishit. Afka abdikdusha enim kudeshes. Uktamim pekish noichlin. Ta amanasha tachzir li. Hikdusha enim kudesh. The Gemara says that if he's makdish it, then it's not kodesh. So the Ran is asking a question that our Mishnah over here tells us that something is only considered a matana if the receiver could be makdish it. By a matana amnas lahachzir, then the receiver can't be makdish it. Nevertheless, matana amnas lahachzir is shmo matana. Right? And if he gives it back, right, then it has the chashivas of matan, even though he did not have the ability to be makdishit. So why don't we say there also that the fact that he couldn't be makdishit, that should be an indication that the matan or his ownership is not an ownership. Zokturan shani halsam demikomokam l'shaito matano. Zokturan, there's a fundamental difference. That at the point of time, right, before he gave it back, then matonahi, it is a matono. And we'll explain this. However, matono zu shel beis chayin afil l'shaita enu. However, that our sugya over here, that even at the point of time that it was given, it's not a matono. Shlo niskav l'haknes l'klal. That he really never meant to transfer an ownership. Elo shetikra al shmoi. All he was trying to do was that it should be considered someone else's kdeisha he'aviv mutterbo. V'hainu lishna d'masnis and d'katani kol matana she'ena. That's what the lashon of the Mishnah is, that it's be'etzem, it's not a matana, shem hekdish en mekudeshes. Shem hekdish en mekudeshes. V'lei katani kol matana shem hekdish en mekudeshes. That the way the Mishnah expresses it, it's really a indication whether it's a matana in the first place. Or what our mission is saying is that it was never given. It's just, it was a haroma. It was just a trip that he was coming to do. Mishum detana hachi ka'omar. Or what our mission comment says, komatana she'enei klum kizu shehi baroma. Any matana which is not considered a matana at all, it's just a trick. Now we'll explain what this means as follows. That a matana amanas lahachzir, right? This, that, there's a condition, right? The whole matana is given a condition that he gets it back. So just like if he doesn't give it back, it's not a matana, because the condition wasn't met. So if he's makdish it, what he's just not being mekayim the condition. In other words, I'm giving to you something as matana. As far as the level of the transfer of ownership is concerned, that what I'm giving you is a full ownership, and while it's yours, you know, you have full ownership. There happens to be a condition. As far as the condition is concerned, just like if you don't give it back to me, right, then there was never a matana. So too, by being makdishit, what you're doing is that you're not fulfilling the condition. That's what it is. So the matana itself, if you want to judge the ownership of the matana, it's a full ownership. It just happens to be that there's a condition in it that has to get has to come back to me. And in the condition, that's where the hakdosha doesn't work. It's not a limitation in the etzem ownership. Right? The ownership is a full ownership. As far as ownership is concerned, you really have the koyach to be makdish it. But the problem with that is that the condition, if you do that, then the condition is not met, and mainly it's not a matana.
Were you ever makdish it in the first place?
Were you makdish it? Well,
I mean, as soon as you makdish it, now you ever owned it.
No, you're
so
right.
You couldn't be makdish it.
Okay.
So you weren't makdish it, because you'd known it. It's a very...
okay, you're right. See, but what we're saying over here is that in the matana style, on the side matana, right? On the side that there is a matana, the matana is not restrictive at all. In the I'm not limiting the bias. That's what I mean to say. Right? This just happens to be a condition, right? And because of the outside condition that here, that's why maybe you can't exercise practically your bialis to be makdish it. Because by doing that, then you're not enabling yourself to fulfill the condition that the matana was given in the first place. Right? So that's the difference over here. We have to view it that on the side that is a matana, let's look at the extent of the matana over here. So in by matana slahach, the matana itself is really the full matana, and any limitations that you have are not because of a limit in the bialis that I gave you. It's just mitzad the condition that this matana was given. So as if it's a full matana given on conditions. Right? Now, whatever you need to do to fulfill this condition, you'll have to do. And whatever limitations, therefore, that you can't do because of that, is only because of the fulfillment of the condition, but it's not a limitation in what kind of bialis I gave you. Now, shaking over here, that's what we're saying over here, is that there's a limitation in the actual bialis. He's not really giving it to him. Right, that's what it means, right? So that's what we're saying over here, that if you're not really giving it to him, right, it's not just a condition over here, in this case over here, right? Intrinsically, what kind of ownership I'm giving you over, I'm not really giving you an ownership. Right? I'm just giving it to you in order that that he should be nenim. Now like this, there is a little dachas over here that the Ran calls it a haroma, right? That's the Ran says, and the way the Ran speaks out it would sound like that he really doesn't even mean to give him an ownership at all, just like nikris al shemoi, right? Which really doesn't mean anything, right? I mean, we could have thought that maybe he does mean to give him over an ownership, but only concerning nidarim, right? Right, so it's an ownership. But on that, the Gemara Gufa would be saying that, well, such a limited ownership doesn't have, in halacha, doesn't have a dinner of an ownership, and therefore it's not going to help you. Right? So we don't have to make it, right? The Ran sounds like, in the Gemara over here, that there's really no ownership at all that you're doing. It's just a haroma ba'alma. That's what he's doing. Nikis al shemoi. Yeah. Maybe there is really no such thing as a ownership concerning the dorm, right? That's intrinsically, it is a haroma. Even if you try to talk like that, that itself is not really a true thing. But that's how the Ran speaks that over here. That this is so. But the idea over here is that Matanat Nahach, we're saying, he's not missing in the etzem ownership, right? The ownership that's being given over is a full ownership. Any limitation that he has is because of an outside issue, because there's a condition in this matana. Mashenkin over here, now we're sugya that there's a chesaron intrinsically in the matana. The bialis that he's giving him is either a very limited bialis which doesn't have a chashivas of a bialis, or maybe not at all. Right? Might all be the same thing, like we're saying. Right? But akoponim. But we're missing in the bialis. Right? That's what the problem over here is. Intrinsically missing in the bialis, not just conditional. Let's see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara.
One question.
Yeah.
Regarding this whole mice of
He picks a nether that his father shouldn't have enough. Nobody talks about kibud av. Him make a nether against your father to not have enough.
Oh, you want to know whether?
Over the rice here.
Okay, could be. It's sort of like a kasha for mice, right? You know,
pardon?
Right? It's a kasha for mice.
Nobody says it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. No, it's a good point. Probably. Yeah.
We could have
easily been matu another. There's an obvious Pesach. I would have known my father couldn't come to the chasen.
Because he wants to be matter than other, but he's wanting to matter chasana. You know, he's different the pictures. he's happy with the matter.
You say he wants it after the chasana.
Yeah. It's getting a little late over here. So let's just read this Gemara over here. Okay, I feel bad. We didn't get the next sugya. I'm sorry. Okay, but let's see. Let's just read the Gemara. So Gemara, Fret Gemara Kasha. Right away, first Gemara, Fret Gemara Maisalista. This is a question. Right? The Gemara asks a question. Maisalista, that the Maisa that the Gemara brings is a contradiction to the previous halacha. Now, the Ran, right over here in the Gemara, speaks out. The apparent koishi in such a question that it's not really a maisel istor. It's a different situation over here, right? And as maisel istor in Gan Shas is that. We bring a story which is a contradiction to the halacha that we mentioned before. Over here, this is not a contradiction. This is just a scenario where it's not going to help giving it to someone else because this is not a good. So the Ran explains loy lister mamish ka'omar. When the Mora asked this question, we know that it's not a clear contradiction. The Hochshani, the Omer, Levin Ufanecha. Because in this situation, he specifically mentioned that he's only giving it in order for the father to come, and that's what really undid the whole matano. So what's the Mora asking? El Hochi Poruch. Kidmei Koratana Shari. The Gemara means to ask it. In this context, the Maisa Lister, the Gemara doesn't mean to ask it as sharply as we have in other places. But nevertheless, there is still what to ask, as far as the Seder HaMishnah. Kidmei Koratana Shari, since the Tana Mitchila says it's Mutter, Hechi Maisi Uvda the Osir. That what the Gemara is asking, just in the Seder HaMishnah, that usually when the Tana says a halacha and he brings a ma'aseh, which is a support to what he's saying. Over here, this ma'aseh is not a support. This ma'aseh is giving me an iser. It doesn't really relate to that, and it would seem to be that this ma'aseh is in relation to the ratio. That's what the Gemara answers. Chosur Merchvach Hachetani. Zot Merchenami. This Ma'aseh does not relate at all to the Reish of the Mishnah. There's a Chosur Merch. So we have to insert over here. The Machiach Seifat Chilosai Oser. Zot the Mishnah that there's a second halacha that if it's a Machiach Seifat Chilosai, if it's apparent from what was said, right? We'll see, right? Akoponim. That his intention, which tells us that it doesn't have a real terrorist matana, then it's not going to help. And that's the support to this halacha, which the Tana left out. Okay, we're just going to try to make it to the bottom of the Omer very quickly. Omer Rav says like this, that this halacha that the Mishnah says, that the Maisa based Chorin, such a situation, Rav says in the first Lashon Gemara is that this, that there's a problem, is only if he expresses that I'm giving it to you, Ela Kedei Sheyechel Abba. If he's saying that that's why I'm giving it to you, so that's expressing that the matana intrinsically is not a matana. That means that there's a limitation. I'm not really giving it to you. Right? It's not up to you.
The problem it's here is because of the word Ela? Which word?
Hinan Mesunet. Ela Kadesh
Yavayabu. Meaning?
The Ena. Okay, the Ena Fenecha, right. He's making a limitation.
Oh, Hinan is like Enam? That's how we're understanding it? Mm-hmm. Enam lefanecha elu.
Elu, right.
The back changes
it. Oh, to enam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But what he's making, he's making a limitation at in the Ikar Nisina.
But tonight,
were,
right?
Were he to... It's not a tonight. That will be a limitation in what I'm giving it to you. Right? The matana that I'm giving it to you, it's a limited matana. Right, that's the problem over here. By putting a limitation be'etzim in it, is then that undoes the matana. However, but if he says that I'm giving it to you then it's not a limitation in the etzim matana. It's just an intention what he wants to accomplish with the matana. But it's yours, and you know, the reason why I'm doing this is because I would like that to happen. But by doing that, it's not a limitation in the bailus, and therefore it's up to really to that person. That's midait chahud omalei. So therefore, it's up to you. So that's what he's coming to say, that there's a chilek on how and how this is expressed. The reason why it's also only because it's expressed as a limitation in the ikar ownership. You know, there's two ways of understanding. When a person says, I'm giving you something because I want to accomplish such and such, does that therefore mean that I'm translating the extent of the Iker Matana? The whole Matana is a limited Matana. It's only what I need in order to accomplish that. That's what the Mishnah is saying over here. That's such a matana is not a matana, so that wouldn't help. But if I'm giving you matana and I'm telling you that I would like, the reason why I'm doing this is I'm trying to accomplish such and such, so then the matana is a full matana. Right? What I'm telling you is the purpose, why I'm doing such a thing. And, you know, I'm really asking you to cooperate basically with that. Right? That's the mission, that's what it means, that's midaitcha, that it's up to him. According to the first case, the first lotion, it's not up to the receiver, because the whole matana, the present I gave to him in the first place, was a limited ownership. He doesn't have it to use it for himself. In the second case, when he's just expressing his intention, so the etzem matana is a matana that it's his, and you know if he wants, theoretically he could use it for himself. He's just telling that the reason why I'm doing it is for such and such. Right, then I'm expecting you to, I'm counting on you to help me. Right? That's what he's doing. Being that it's not a limitation in the etzim matana, it's a full matana. That's the first lashon in the Gemara. Let's see, lishna achrina, amrin lo, omar rova, loy taima taima da omar levi hin lefanecha, vein lefanecha, right, huda osur, aval omar hin lefanecha, sheva abu yoichel mutar, el afilo omar le hin lefanecha, yovay abu ve yoichel osur. My time The second lashon holds that the issur that the Mishnah has is not limited to this that he spoke out, the enel fonecha, that he openly limited the matana. But even if he says like this lashon, that he tells him a purpose why he's doing it, according to this lashon, it's still awesome. My time was sudosim mechachas olov. Now the Ran explains what the Gemara means over here as follows. The second lashon holds therefore that this that the Mishnah says that you don't accomplish And it's not, it doesn't have a Tosh Matana, it's not matir, is even if he doesn't explicitly say that I'm only giving it to you for such and such, I'm only giving it to at a limitation in the bialis. Even if he doesn't express that, nevertheless, it's understood that that's what he means. Zokdaran, the pshat is like this. Lishnachrin, that's the last line on the omen. Lishnachrin, amelo. It's also us. My time is Sudas Mechachas Alov. The Gemara says that Sudas, what does it mean Sudas Mechachas Alov? The Ran explains, Nihita Ba'almo, that in other situations, that V'yovoy Lav Tnaihu. By saying a Loshon of, now, okay, I'm going to get into the Loshon, what the Ran says to call it a Tnai. Right, let's just hear over here. That in other places, right, that if he would just say Yavoi, then Nechanami, it would matter it. Hochoshani, Mishum Danan Sadi, Shein other Mechan Sudalu, Sui Binoi, Vinois La'achem. Talking about the situation is like this. Is that that's clear, everyone knows that if a person prepares a Sudo, right, with Sui Binoi, Achasana, and he gives it to someone else, a person is not going to do that to give the sudo away. That's not what a person wants. Hilkach sudo se muchachasal de ma'ida oma v'yavei abo letnai gomer kohomer. What he means to say is that it's a limitation in the original bialis, because what he really wants, like Tushem say, is that the purpose is that he wants his father to benefit from his sudo, right? Giving it to someone else, right, and now becoming someone else's sudo really defeats the purpose. What he's coming to accomplish over here. So, being that what he wants to have over here is that he really wants the sudo to be his. He doesn't want to give the sudo to someone else. The idea is that he wants that his father should be nana from his sudo. So, in this specific situation, the sudo se mechachas olav. That what he means to do is that he really is trying to keep his ownership on the Suda. So what he wants to have is that it's his Suda, and he just wants to have that in order to get around the nether, right, that's what he's doing. So he's not really giving an ownership to the receiver. And that's what the Gemara says, that in this situation, so the Ran is clear over here, but what I'm saying is that B'yisoida, that betzim, there should be a chiluk in the Lushanis. Now, boss, like the Gemara says, in this specific situation, that in the context over here, it's clear that even though he might have used a different lotion, that means the lotion itself might mean differently in other situations, but in the context over here of sudasa, a person, no one gives away his suda, that it should really be someone else's suda if he's trying to invite his father to a chasna. And therefore, in this situation, whichever lashon he uses, it's clear that what his intention is that he wants to still view it as his suda that he's making for the chasna that his father is being nether from. Novos, what he's trying to do is that he's trying to get around the nether. And that's why, even in this situation, it's awesome.
Right? This way you're speaking out, it would work even if it would be good even if he would give it to his machatanim. Meaning what you're saying is that
if it would be matter?
Meaning if, no, it would not be matter. It would not be work. It would be, your explanation of the Gemara works well even if he would give it to his machatanim.
Because
even though if he gives it to his machatanim, they also want to make the same suda. They're not going to change anything. They want the same people to come. They're still making, their daughter's getting married. But you're saying that nevertheless, he's really not giving it to them because he himself wants his father to be there from his suda.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have to hold over here for now. Okay, so that's the lotion. In this situation, like the Ran says, but in Nechanami, we don't mean to say that the second lotion holds that there's no difference between the Chinese. This way, like Mar says, it's a specific thing in this case.